to achieve my dreams by the time I'm 30. I have to achieve my goals by the time I'm 45. Hell, I'm 55. Why do I need to be bothering with dreams? These are some of the most dangerous thoughts that we give ourselves. We put on ourselves deadlines for our goals. See, I've heard the saying, you know, dreams without deadlines are just dreams, they're not anything really. But think about it. We limit ourselves by giving ourselves a timeline of when we're supposed to achieve our dreams. Have you ever heard someone go, "Well, if I don't do this by the time I'm 35, I'm gonna quit"? I have. I said that. When I was only 19, I said, "If I don't become a great graphite artist by the time I'm 23, I'm gonna quit. I don't draw anymore. I don't do art." Instead, I switched over to making video games. And I gave myself another horrible timeline, and I still feel very unsuccessful. So I traded one devil for another. So what am I getting at here? I've been talking for a minute and a half, and I'm pretty sure you can tell I'm talking about unrealistic, idealistic deadlines that we put on ourselves. So think about it. You say, you give yourself a deadline. Let's say me, for example, and I say I want to, you know, have published a very big game by the time I'm 30. I should be an established game developer, well respected in the industry, yada yada yada. Then what happens if I don't achieve that by the time I'm 30? Because it's not my decision whether or not I'll have the best game yet at the time I'm 30. So hell, I could make a game by the time I'm 30 and people wouldn't like it. Is that it? Is that it for me? Unless I'm waiting for some kind of miracle to happen by the time I'm 30, I don't think it's very realistic to put a timeline on yourself or when you are going to give up. Because the moment you give yourself a date and a time when you're going to give up, you're not going to be working towards achieving your goals. You're going to be working towards giving up. So again, I gotta do this by the time I'm 30. Hell, by the time I'm 40, by the time I'm 50, you don't get to decide when your big breakthrough is. You can only work towards it as hard as you can. Pursue it as hard as you can every day. When you wake up, you chase your dreams and you do it over and over and over again. Repetition is the key. Never-ending faith in yourself and never-ending belief in yourself and in your skills. Build your skill set on your craft and things will start falling into place eventually. You can't rush success. You see, the moment you try to do something really fast, you end up actually doing it very slowly without actually realizing it, because you'll be making so many mistakes along the way that you're not actually getting things done fast. Think about someone that's trying to multitask, do 5 different things. They will not complete any of those 5 different things in a short period of time, even though they feel like they are rushing, they are really doing things really slowly because they're doing things halfway. And they're not focusing on one thing with the full amount of effort that they should. Maximum effort. So, again, I go back to, and this applies to any pursuit that you have. But here in my podcast, I like to talk a lot about creative pursuits. So it could be film, music, games. In my case, is something that I'm passionate about, and I used to be a very passionate artist. Most people wouldn't know this. I would like to believe that I was actually very talented. I was a talented kid, but by the time I was 19, I looked at some of the people that inspired me, some of the artists and their work, and I thought to myself, I'm never going to be that good. by the time I'm 23. And I wanted to be 23 and be the greatest artist in the world, and at 19 I decided that was never going to happen. And it wasn't going to happen because I wasn't putting in the time, the practice, and the effort into just owning my craft, just getting better and mastering it. Instead, I was always focused on that timeline. So I'd make a piece of work, piece of art, and I'd look at it and I'd go, this is, I'm 19, I've got 4 more years, I can't get to the skill level I need to be at in the next 4 years, so I quit. Yeah, I didn't actually quit by the time I was 23, I quit 4 years before. Because of the thought of giving myself a timeline to say I have to be done with that, I have to be this good at that by this age. It's dangerous to think like that. If you look at some of the most successful people in the world, it took them a while to own their craft, and things happen at different times for different reasons, different circumstances. You do not have all the variables and factors for you to decide to say, I'm going to achieve this at this age. It's impossible for you to tell when your big breakthrough is going to be, so why would you give yourself a timeline on your biggest breakthrough in life and say, by the time I'm this age, I should have done that? It's impossible to do that. And it's dangerous to do that to yourself. It's not good for your mental health. It builds anxiety and you just don't see yourself getting there. The closer you get to your deadline, the less productive you become. So you end up in this spiral of being unproductive because you are not achieving things at the pace at which you would have hoped or had set for yourself. As you know, I wouldn't call it idealistic, but having deadlines and these goals that you set is important. It's very important. I will not take that away. It's very important for you to have deadlines and goals and when you want to achieve things. But if it doesn't happen at the time at which you want it to happen, it doesn't mean you have to give up. See, giving up is the easy way out. It is the easiest thing you can do, and you will regret it for the rest of your life. I was 19 when I gave up art. I'm 25 and I still regret it, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna regret it till I'm old. Because now when I try to get back into it, I feel like I've lost so much time that I could have used to just master my craft. I would have been actually very good by now, but, well, here we are. I'm doing a podcast now, not art. So set goals that are realistic for yourself. And if you don't achieve those goals by a certain time that you had given yourself, it doesn't mean you need to give up. The goal remains the same, but the path to which you achieve that goal, that can be adjusted. Be flexible with how you achieve your goals. Do not give up on your goals. So giving yourself this weird pressure, because imagine you say you're going to achieve something by the time you're 35, and you're 34, it hasn't yet happened. What, you've only got 1 year to do it? Is that what you're going to tell yourself? Is that what you're going to walk around believing? No, it's not. You don't have 1 year. You have the rest of your life to achieve that. Hell, you could achieve it a week after you turn 35, or you could achieve it at 40. It doesn't make a difference. You've achieved it. So stay on path and keep chasing the thing that you really, really want. I'm gonna go back to what I do now, which is game development. So, in case you're wondering, I actually don't have any games out there, and this is something I don't usually like talking about, but I haven't published anything yet because I had put so much pressure on myself to create the best game I ever could without thinking about the process of learning how to make games and just publishing smaller games as I go along the way and eventually get to a point where I can publish a big game. I've always been super ambitious and I've always chased the biggest of ideas, and it has led me nowhere. I'm here again, making a podcast. So why do I still stick with it? I stick with game development, for me, I think because I love to create and I want to tell stories, but I've been doing it the wrong way. I've been trying to create the next Witcher by myself, the next GTA 5 or 6 by myself, which is very unrealistic. But I realize now, as I've gotten older, that I don't need to create something that the whole world loves. I just need to create something that I love. Something that tells the character that I am, the person that I am, through the medium which I've chosen, which is games. Because games are just storytelling that encompasses everything, from music to film to dance to art, everything. So I'm just begging with you, if you have goals that you wanna achieve, stick with it. Don't falter, don't fold. Don't second guess yourself. See, the one of the worst things you could ever do is second guess yourself. Work at something, even if the progress is so slow. Just keep working. You know, just keep working at it. Keep cracking at it every single day. You might not be seeing the progress right there and then, but I guarantee you those little efforts that you put in every day will amount to something. There'll be something big. And you don't know when that breakthrough is gonna come, so you gotta be patient with yourself. You gotta be patient with the universe. So when you create something or you're working towards something, the world might not be ready to accept what you're doing. They might look at you and say, "Well, he's a little crazy. She's way out of her mind for doing this." But the world is just not ready for what you have to offer, and you just have to keep working at it until they are ready to accept the inevitable, which is that you're not gonna give up on your dreams and your goals, and you're gonna work at it until you achieve it. And really, this is all I had to say today. I could have said more, but I didn't have a guest on my show, and well, I haven't really been feeling like doing a podcast lately, but yeah, here we are. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, staying focused, staying on path. And while you do stay on your course to achieve your goals, remember to stay sane. Take time for yourself, take care of your health. It's one thing to be super focused. It's one thing to abandon everything else that makes life beautiful just because you want to achieve something. You might forget about your friends, your family, the things that made you happy. You just cut them off because you are in the zone and you're focused. And then once you do achieve that thing, you realize you lost everything else in the process of chasing your dreams. What good is having success if there's no one to share it with? It's pointless. And I just want to say thank you for listening to Genius in Motion. I've been your host, Yamikani Ndembwa, and signing out.